Good ball.
Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Going from the left side, trying to go back door. They get it inside. The shot is up. The shot is good. And Janacek will also be fouled.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the boys' D2A sub-district at Kearney Catholic. Up first, top-seeded Loomis takes on conference foe Axtell, followed by Pleasanton taking on Bertrand. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McCall, who hits the free throw line jumper. He's got 7 points. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
Loomis looks to down Axtell for the second time this year, while Bertrand and Pleasanton have split their first two meetings. The winners advance to Thursday's final here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's the D2-8 boys semifinals coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic with Classic Hits sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. The boys' postseason continues tonight with the D2-8 sub-district semifinals featuring three teams out of the Fort Kearney Conference along with the Bertrand Vikings. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, with you here tonight at Cope Gymnasium, where our first game has the top seed Loomis Wolves taking on the number four seed Axtell Wildcats, who had an exciting win last night, hitting a three with 3 seconds to go, or getting the game-winning shot with 3 seconds to go, to defeat Arcadia 57-56. Now, earlier this year, Axtell got pretty much rolled over by Loomis, but that's when Axtell had a lot of sickness. They were not a healthy team that night, and Coach Andy Klepper is hoping that at full strength, they'll be able to give Loomis a run for their money here tonight. Game two will have the Pleasanton Bulldogs taking on the Bertrand Vikings, their third meeting of the year. Pleasanton won easily in their pre-holiday tournament before Christmas, but then just a weekend ago, two Saturdays ago, they were clipped by Bertrand by 1 point. So that's what's coming up tonight. Also on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, we've got basketball action as Minden is getting ready to play Hastings St. Cecilia. Then at 8, Kearney Catholic will play Adams Central. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and look at the starting lineups right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's the starting lineup. We're going to take a look at those in just a minute, brought to you by Five Points Bank, but they're going to do the national anthem first, so we'll take another break and be back with those starters right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. For the Axtell Wildcats, number 3 is a 5'8 sophomore, Jacob Jordan. Number 22 is a 5'11 junior, Jordan Miller. Number 24, 5'11 senior, Brandon Benson, who has played less than half the season after the football injury. Number 33, 5'11 senior, Schaefer Fox. At number 50, 5'11 senior, Dalton Bergstrom. Not a lot of height on this basketball team. That could be a problem tonight against Loomis. Axtell is 10-10 on the season, coached by Andy Klepper and Eric Habronik. For the Loomis Wolves, number 12 is a 6-foot senior, Clay McNall. Number 22 is a 5'11 senior, Kalen Anderson. Number 30, 6-foot junior, Shane Sundquist. Number 32, a 6'2 junior, Josh Earsom. And number 42, 6'1 senior, Matt Houston. Head coach of the Wolves is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka, 15-5 on the season, and they are ranked number 9 in the state in Class D2. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. And we'll tip it off right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
We're ready to get our basketball game underway, and it'll be the home team, the Loomis Wolves, to control the opening tip. Axtell in the traveling purple with white trim, the home white and green trim for the Loomis Wolves. And they're going to face a 2-3 zone against Axtell. Coach Andy Klepper told me they're going to try and pack it in, make Loomis shoot the outside shot and hit the board. So Loomis going to have to find some outside shots or find a way to penetrate that zone, which they are really packing in. Now a three-pointer to start the game, and it's good by Kalen Anderson. So that's what Loomis is going to want here in this basketball game early on, hit some outside shots. Now Axtell will face a man-to-man defense here from the Wolves, and they are going to have to move the basketball. They are going to have to be efficient. They cannot turn it over a lot tonight if they expect to hang into this basketball game, because Loomis is a very quick team. Not only do they have height, they're pretty quick. Axtell in the years past has been a quick team, probably not as quick as Loomis here tonight. This is a game that they want to keep in the 30s to low 40s to have a chance. And coming off the dribble, Benson tries, but put it up too strong, took it all the way to the glass. Clay McNall gets the rebound. McNall up the floor, and it's picked off. Jordan Miller will get the steal for Axtell. And the first turnover of the basketball game for either team, and it belongs here to the Wildcats offensively. They'll get it over to Jacob Jeldon. Jordan Miller leads this team at 12.5 points a game. Nobody else over 7 a game. This is not a high-scoring team. 3 in the corner is off the mark there by Schaefer Fox, and the rebound will be brought down by Kalen Anderson. Anderson will bring the ball up the floor himself, kick it into the corner for a Sundquist 3. That's going to come up short. Rebound slapped around and grabbed there by Jacob Jeldon. So Jeldon will walk the ball up the floor here with a slow trot, get it back out into the hands of Jordan Miller. Miller all the way out at midcourt. They're trying to force him to the sides. Instead, he'll dribble to the middle and give it off there to Benson. Benson with the ball on the right side. Schaefer Fox, also a three-point threat here. Jordan Miller, Brandon Benson trying to get something done offensively. But look for Jordan Miller as they run him off a couple of screens to the right-hand side. Nothing there. Kick it back out top, being very patient into the left wing to Jeldon. Skip pass back out top to Miller. Try to post up Bergstrom, Lumisot, Kelman, and Sundquist will step in front and get the first steal of the ball game for Loomis. We're over 2 minutes into the game. It's 3-0 Wolves on a three-pointer from Caitlin Anderson. Ball up top to Anderson against this 2-3. Through Sundquist, picked up there on the left wing by Earsom. Back up top to McNall. The pace has slowed. Just went Axel once. Driving in is Houston. He'll kick it back out top for Sundquist. Swings it over to the right side. Most of the offense so far has run through the right side. Holding the ball up top is McNall. He'll try the weak side here to Houston, but they're not even looking to get in the paint to post up against this zone. They're simply running through. Here's a three by Sundquist. Good from the left-hand corner. So good strategy and good defense by Axtell, but Loomis has hit a couple of threes to get this game underway, and they lead it 6-0 with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Loomis, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Off the pick, Axtell gets it down low. Turnaround jumper by Schaefer Fox will not fall. Rebound brought down by Josh Earsom. Into the front court to McNall. He'll come to the high post and stop there. Swing it over to Houston on the weak side. He's on the left wing. He'll take it down to the baseline for Earsom. Tried a little give and go, but it's covered. And they'll quickly reverse to the right wing to McNall. Skip pass over the top of the zone to Sundquist. And he'll just hold the ball. I'll give Loomis credit. They've been very quick. They have not tried to dribble penetrate here and use their speed. They just look for the first open three. Now they try to get it into the paint. The ball deflected away. Kick back out into the hands of McNall. He drives in, runs into trouble. The ball is rebounded by Benson. Then it's stripped away from behind, and Axel turns it over. McNall stuck with it and tipped it away. Anderson kicks it over to Sundquist. Thinking about the three. Dance it a little bit. Gets it down to the baseline. The short jumper is up and in for Josh Earsom, and timeout will be called here by Axtell. Axtell's defense is good, but Loomis has hit a couple of outside shots, and with 3:59 to go here in the first quarter, it's 8-0 Loomis. Timeout on the floor here on Classic Hits.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium as we get ready for the second half here of the first quarter. Axtell trailing by a score of 8-0 to Loomis, the top seed in our sub-district D2-8 here at Kearney Catholic. Also, don't forget the Breeze 94.5 FM has the C19 where Minden is currently playing St. Cecilia. Right now, Axtell trying to get on the board, driving in. Miller, nice pass underneath, but the shot is no good on the drive. And the rebound brought down by Josh Earsom off the miss from Brent Runge, who checked in. And at the other end, the ball is tipped out of bounds, so Loomis will throw it in. 3:37 to go here in the first quarter. Ball comes into the corner. Anderson for three. It's in and out that time. No good. Nobody grabs the rebound. Josh Earsom says, thank you very much. He gives it off to Sundquist, and another try here for Loomis. To the baseline they go. Shot up by Earsom, too strong. Rebound brought down by Benson, and here comes Axtell. Actually, with a little speed here, they get it to the right wing to Miller. Miller drives in, tries to make the bounce pass inside to Bergstrom, and it's turned over. Third turnover for Axtell. Up the floor comes Loomis, leading it 8-0, and they're called for a little shuffle of defeat. Second turnover for the Wolves. Back into the ball game for Axtell. Schaefer Fox. Checking in for Loomis will be Kyle Rademacher. And also coming in, the big fellow Matt Gray, 6'5 junior. Loomis, you can suit up 14 now, but Loomis only has 11 kids on the varsity out for basketball, but most of them will see playing time. Back cut, they get it inside. Miller lays it up and in on the assist from Benson, and Axtell is on the board, but it took him over 5 minutes to do it, and it's 8-2 Loomis. 2:50 down to go here in the first quarter of play. First bucket of the game for Axtell. Sundquist tries to answer with a three, and he will. Third three of the first quarter for Loomis, and they take a 9-point lead at 11-2. Coach Andy Klepper has to be wondering what is going on here. This is what I wanted. Force him to shoot the three, and they're 3-for-5 so far. Axtell, back door. Benson's there on the lob. He missed the short jumper, and the rebound falls into the hands of Matt Gray. That'd be an alley-oop in college or the pros, but Axtell not enough height to get up there and do that, and they missed the short little jumper. Anderson, the left-hand corner here. To the baseline to Gray. Gray kicked it back out on the wing. Sundquist looks at the three, decides not to take it. Back to Gray on the baseline. Skip pass right side. He'll get it over to Matt Houston, who hands it off to Anderson. Up top to Rademacher. Everybody's touched the ball now. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 11-2 Loomis to the baseline. Gray, the cut not there. Gray takes the 12-footer. It's no good. The ball is slapped out to Sundquist. 12-footer is no good. Second rebound for Matt Houston. He slapped the first one. Now Matt drives in and is called for the charge. Wave off the bucket. Benson took the charge. Matt Houston with the first foul of the ball game on either team. So Axtell will get the ball back here off the good call. Looked like it definitely was a charge, and that's really the first time that Loomis has tried to attack the bucket. Up the floor with it for Axtell will be Jordan Miller. Picked up there by Sundquist, dribbles to the right side. Bergstrom tries to set a high pick and roll. Gray comes out on him, can't get the pass away. Miller off-balance jumper is up and in. Jordan with both buckets now for Axtell, 11-4. Loomis wants to run, but Axtell's back defensively, so no chance for a fast break bucket off the make. Anderson back up top. They'll go to Houston. Into the corner, Sundquist. Another three. That one is no good. Backside rebound pulled down by Rademacher. He'll put it up, no good. And the defensive rebound brought down by Benson. So for Loomis, three-point land. Make one, miss one, make one, miss one. They've done it three times, and they're 3 of 6 from the field. Benson to the right elbow. Skip pass into the corner. Throws it almost into the photographer's well. It's saved there. And it'll be taken out to Runge, who goes to the free-throw line to Miller. And Miller hits another one. 11-6. Miller has all three buckets now for Axtell. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Skip pass Loomis. Anderson into the corner to Sundquist. Shane goes back on the wing to Houston. They spread that zone a little bit more. They might be able to get Gray inside. They tried to get it to him. Benson deflects the ball. The steal is made. Picked up by Miller. Numbers aren't there, so he'll slow it down. 25 seconds to go, and if Axtell can get a bucket here, make it a one-possession game going into the second quarter, they'd have to feel real good. Benson, 13-footer. No. And the rebound's going to be yanked down. With plenty of time here for Loomis. Houston's third board gets it down low and a layup for Caleb Anderson. And it's 13-6 with 8 seconds. Benson drops the ball. 5 seconds. Lobs it underneath. He's got Bergstrom. Caught it but was off balance. His shot's partially blocked there. And that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. After one in your D2H semifinal, Loomis 13 and Axtell 6. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We get ready to start the second quarter of play, and it will be Axtell basketball as they have a 13-6 deficit to overcome here against Loomis in the sub-district semifinal. Axtell will get the ball in the hands of Jacob Gelton, dribbles to the right side, baseline, tries to dump it into Bergstrom. Dalton grabs it, but he can't get a shot away. Now a three-pointer. Miller, it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound slapped around, picked up there by Gelton. He'll throw it up. It won't go. And the rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Boarded 10-4 over Axtell last quarter. Now the ball is intercepted again by Jordan Miller. Coast-to-coast, finger roll, though, is no good. And Matt Gray with the rebound. Axtell has had opportunities, and now Loomis just flat-out threw it away again. Up the floor to Fox. Layup good. Schaefer Fox with the first bucket from someone outside of Jordan Miller here for Axtell. And it's now 13-8. Loomis made back-to-back turnovers to start this second quarter, and Axtell cashed in one of the layups. Five-point lead here. Loomis was up 11-2. Now Axtell is trying to get back into the ball game. To the baseline, Earsom. Shot no good. Bergstrom bodied up on him a little bit. He'll get the rebound. Each team had three turnovers in the first quarter. Neither team had a free throw. We've only had one foul called. Three-point shooting in the first quarter. Axtell 0 for 1. Loomis 3 for 6. Sundquist with 6. Anderson with 5. And driving in Miller. Finger roll, no good. And then he was frustrated and committed the foul when Kyle Rademacher got the rebound. First foul of the game on Axtell. Winner comes back Thursday night to play at 7 o'clock in the sub-district final against the winner of our next game between Bertrand and Pleasanton, which is scheduled to start at 7:45 right here on Classic Hits. Right now it'll be Loomis into the right-hand corner. Holding the basketball will be Anderson. Lobs it up top to McNall. High post. They'll go to Gray. Over to the wing to Rademacher, who starts the second quarter. Off the pick. Here's a jumper from 17. No good by McDonald. Nobody grabs the loose ball. It goes out of bounds. For the Loomis Wolves, they've got a few guys that can score for you, but pretty balanced. Nobody's going to usually go for a whole ton. McDonald gets you 15 a game, and Houston can get you 10. And now there's that backdoor lob again. Jordan Miller lays it up and in. He's got 8 of the 10, but another good pass from Benson. They smile at each other as they come back down the floor. The lead is 3. Into the ball game, Kelly Thorell now for Loomis. To the baseline, he'll go to Earson. Back up top to Rademacher, but Loomis has been very sloppy the first 2 minutes plus of quarter number 2 against this 2-3 zone. Driving in McNall. Cut off on the right wing. Skip pass over to Rademacher left side. Force it into Earsom. Earsom comes in. Has his shot blocked by Bergstrom. The ball kicks in the air. Axtell has it. Outlet pass to Schaefer Fox. Has to run it down in the right-hand corner. Tries to get it into Bergstrom. And that pass is deflected and stolen away. Up the floor. 2-on-4 Loomis. So McNall will hold on to it. And kick it back over to Rademacher. On the left elbow will be Gray. Get pass all the way to the right side as Earson throws it over everybody. 18-footer is on the way. No good by McNall. Rebound comes out to Schaefer Fox, who outlets it to Jordan Miller on the left wing. Miller, 360 with the dribble. Ooh, and has it spotted out of bounds by Matt Gray, who came on the double down and threw it high off the wall. Matt Gray says, I don't think so, and there is his second block of the game. And we've got a timeout on the floor here by Loomis. They have struggled out of the gate to start the second quarter of, oh no, by Axtell. They're going to take a full-length timeout. So 4:56 to go here in quarter number 2. It's 13-10 Loomis. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Houston's Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust. Eustis Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earned that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Small business plays a big part in the economy of our community and country as well. There's nothing small about it. Small business creates more jobs than any other sector in the economy. We believe in it. We support it. After all, we're a small business too. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. After the Axtell timeout, we'll see what Coach Klepper did here. It looked like his team had started the second quarter on a good run, but they called the timeout. See if there's any major changes here as Jacob Jeldon takes the inbounds pass from underneath, gets it over on the right wing. Miller has a one-on-one, now skips it over to the left side to Runge inside Bergstrom. Turnaround jumper off the mark, and Loomis, oh, it went off of them and out of bounds. There was three Wolves. Axtell just took off the other way, and the ball they let go out of bounds, thinking that no one had touched it, but Axtell's going to get a break here and get the ball underneath their own hoop. Axtell throws it in out to Miller. He needs some help, though, and Miller is knocked to the floor. The ball loose, trying to save it somehow. The Keystone Cops of the Wildcats get it done, and it's going to be a three by Brant Runge that spins out no good. Rebound brought down by Clay McNall. Loomis wants to run. Finally gets a chance to. Sundquist takes it in. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Brant Runge. So after getting off to a quick start in the first quarter, Loomis has gone scoreless for nearly 4 minutes to start the second quarter, 13-10. They'll try and pick up that defensive pressure. Jeldon, top of the circle. Gives it off way out right side to Schaefer Fox. Fox dribbles into the double team to Miller for three. Off the iron, no. And the rebound brought down by Earsom. That'll be his fourth board. Out to Sundquist on the outlet. Left wing driving in. Houston is cut off there by Miller. So they'll kick it back out top. McDowell has it. Gives it back over to Houston. Matt, who just hasn't got involved much, gets it underneath to Earsom. And reaching in to take the basketball away is going to be Miller. So Miller comes out of there with the steal, the sixth Loomis turnover. And a heck of a drought here for Loomis. It took Axtell over 5 minutes to score in the first quarter. And it looks like it's going to take Loomis that long to score in the second. Give and go Miller on the low post. Turnaround jumper over Sundquist. Not a good shot. And the rebound brought down by Earsom, his fifth. Axtell's taking some real tough shots to the other end. McNall drives and lays it up and scores. So Clay McNall at the 3:15 mark of the second quarter gets the first bucket of this quarter for Loomis. We've been flying along. Coming up, we'll be bringing you the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Bertrand, Coach Craig Newcomb is going to join us to preview our next game as they try to do that backdoor lob again and well overthrow Miller out of bounds. And Miller looks pretty tired. He's going to come out. Checking back, it'll be Benson. So Runge, Benson, Bergstrom, Jeldon, and also in the ball game is Fox. Setting in that 2-3 zone. Loomis with a basketball, leading it by 5, 15-10. On the left wing with it will be Houston, into the corner to Sundquist. Trying to force it inside to Matt Gray. The ball deflected. Gray grabs it, and then it is thrown into the right-hand corner to Anderson, who throws up a 3 out of desperation. It's way off the mark, and so much so that it ends up getting in Sundquist's hands. And Loomis will catch a break and get another chance. Shane to the left corner, elevates line, kicks it back out. They'll sag off Gray. Doesn't take the 3 to Houston. We've had 2 fouls called so far in the half. 15-10. Both teams trying to figure out how to score here. Here's a 3 on the way by McNall. It's off the mark, no good. And the only one underneath is Jacob Jeldon to grab the rebound. And he'll bring it across the timeline. Both teams just pretty much hustling back on defense, not worrying too much about offensive rebounds here. And that has brought the half-court offense to a grinding halt. It was 13-6 at the end of one, 15-10 here. Fox dribbles into the right-hand corner. Bergstrom pops out to take the pass to Benson, and his three-pointer is going to be waved off. It didn't go in anyway because of a walk. If Benson was going into the lane with that jump step, they would not have called it, so we'll see if they catch him next time. But each team now has 6 turnovers, and Loomis will bring the ball up with Sundquist. Over to the right side, McNall. On the right wing, knocked out of his hands to Sundquist. He'll go on the elbow, back in, and kick it back out. Loomis has not been able to figure out this 2-3 zone. And if Loomis wins, it'll be interesting to see what their opponent plays him on Thursday. As Sundquist gets into the paint, finally hits an 8-foot leaner. Shane with a game-high 8 points, and the lead now back out to 7, 17-10. No matter how good Axtell's defense is, they've got to find a way to score. Only 10 points here so far. Not going to get the job done. Over on the right wing to Fox. Fox, double team, come to the baseline. Draws the double team again. And the ball almost deflected in, then put back up by Benson. No good. Loose down low. Benson has it blocked underneath by Gray. Ball still alive for a 3 that is up, and it is in by Jordan Miller. The ball got deflected out to Jordan, and he's got 11 of his team's 13 points. That's their first 3. At the other end, the ball is dribbled off a foot, given to Sundquist to the left-hand corner. 40 seconds remain here in the opening half. Underneath, we get a foul called on the shot attempt of Matt Gray. Fouls on Dalton Bergstrom. That's only the 3rd total foul in the game, and we will have our first free throws here for Matt Gray. He has yet to score. So Gray, the lefty, puts the first free throw of this game up, and too strong, no good. That has been a major problem for Loomis. I think Coach Johnson told me that in their 57-50 win over a 5-win Maxwell team to wrap the regular season, they were something like 13 of 34 at the line. Second free throw, it won't go. Rebound brought down by Bergstrom. With 30 seconds to go in the first half, it's into the front court to Miller. Miller was... couldn't see where he was throwing it. Has it stolen away. McNall goes to the other end. He lays it up and in, and he's fouled by Miller. That's the 2nd foul on Miller. That was just not what Axtell needed here in the last 30 seconds of the half. as they had a chance to get into the locker room with a close ball game. So the layup now for McNall and a chance to add a three-point play. He'll put it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Bergstrom. And then he is going to get it off to Shelton, who's fouled at midcourt. It's going to go on Shane Sundquist. His first, the team's second. Axtell ball at midcourt with 20 seconds to go. In a 19-13 game, dangerous pass almost picked off by McNall, but Benson goes up and grabs it and then dribbles it off his foot, and out of bounds it goes. Axtell needed to get to the locker room a minute ago. This last 45 seconds has not been pretty for him. A couple of turnovers, giving up a bucket, and now a chance to go up by their largest margin of the game if Axtell or if Loomis hit the bucket here. 6 seconds into the corner to Sundquist. 4-3, skip pass over to McNall. Catch and shoot three is no good, and we are at halftime. A very quick first half of basketball here. Took about 25 minutes total, and at the half, it's Loomis 19 and Axtell 13. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report comes your way next on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Your score at halftime in our sub-district semifinal, top seed Loomis leading the fourth seed Axtell, 19-13. And after one quarter over at Hastings College, it is Minden and Hastings St. Cecilia tied at 14 apiece. So maybe a little bit more of Minden's pace, but St. Cecilia has tied them up. That's on the breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll look at the first half stats here in just a little bit. But right now, a chance to catch up with Bertrand boys basketball coach Craig Newcomb as they get ready to play game two tonight against the Pleasanton Bulldogs in what could be interesting, the third match of the year between these teams. And, Coach, thanks for giving us some time. How do you feel the team's playing coming into the postseason?
Well, right now, the last couple, 3 weeks, we've been playing pretty good basketball, which is good because our end of the season schedule is a brutal one, so we've got to be playing well at this time of the year.
You got a couple of close wins over Pleasanton and Cambridge to come in. I guess, obviously, we need to start there. Third matchup with Pleasanton. The first one was kind of that transition time for Pleasanton. I just seen them the Friday night before get throttled by Overton when it looked like they had most of their players coming back. And then they come out, and maybe their most impressive win of the year was that win over you guys. Then you catch them here at the end of the season by one. What was the difference?
I think beginning of the year when we played them right before Christmas, you know, we were still kind of, you know, looking to find our identity, you know, moving some new players in here and there and around and still trying to figure each other out. And, you know, they were getting a few players back, played with a little confidence. They just plain beat us bad that night. And say we've been playing better since Christmas, and that was kind of a turning point for us. We just kind of eye opener for everyone, and I think right now the identity for our team is on the defensive end of the floor.
Bertrand coach Craig Newcomb is joining us here. What do you want to do against a Pleasanton team that doesn't have the height that folks that have coached against them for a decade are used to seeing? So they need to run. They need to put up the three. That's no different than what they've wanted to do in the past. It's just that they usually had a big guy inside. What did you do a couple of Saturdays ago that worked on?
We were able to get some inside scoring on them, and we got some consistent scoring, which we haven't been able to do for a lot of the year. And, you know, at the defensive end, we played a man-to-man the entire game. We have a little bit of quickness of our own, so we were able to contest most of their shots, and I think that that was the difference in that game.
Well, anytime you got a high on the team, that seems to be quick, and we know a lot about Chance and Chance Younger, and then you got Calvin Hunhoff inside. Are you playing your best basketball right now?
You know, if you look at our last two or three games, you know, we're 2 out of 3. We had a tough loss to Arapahoe at home a couple weeks ago, and then got a nice win at Pleasanton, which doesn't happen very often. And then probably the fourth quarter at Cambridge, we put together our most complete basketball of the year, and this is a good time to be doing that.
What do you think of the first half you've seen here? I've been talking about how Axtell needed it at their pace, and it is. Loomis seems to just be comfortable having the lead. They're not really pressing the pace at all.
Yeah, this is definitely, this pace favors Axtell right now. If they knock down a few more shots, it's a different ball game. It looks like Loomis is a little uncomfortable with the pace, and you know, I think they need to amp that up a little bit and get it more to their liking, and if they do that, I think they'll be in pretty good shape.
Kind of the same situation. If you're able to advance tonight, whoever wins this game, if it happened to be Bertrand and the winner of this game, you haven't seen him since way before Christmas, so you'll be playing a totally different team if you can get through tonight.
Yeah, and you know, that's good and bad. You know, I think we've definitely improved and changed from before Christmas, but I'm sure they have too.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though we're 7 or 20 miles down the road, it would be like facing a whole new team, I think, for both of us.
Well, Coach, thanks for giving us some time here. We look forward to another real competitive game between you and Pleasanton tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Bertrand. Coach Craig Newcomb joining us here at halftime. That game is coming up next at 7:45. As they will settle the season series. They're 1-1 against each other so far this season. Here it's 19-13 at the half. Loomis is leading Axtell, and we'll look at the numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at your first half stats. First of all, for Axtell, Jacob Jeldon, 3 rebounds. Jordan Miller, 11 points, 2 rebounds. Brandon Benson, 5 rebounds. Brant Runge, a rebound. Schaefer Fox, 2 points and a rebound. Dalton Bergstrom, 3 rebounds and a block. Tells you that they need some help for Jordan Miller. He's got 11 of their 13 points. 6 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Rebounds, 4 in the first, did a lot better in the second. They hit the boards, got 11. They've not been to the line. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first, 5 in the second. Jordan Miller has 2 of his team's 3 fouls. 13 points, 15 rebounds, no free throw attempts. 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers in the first half for Axtell. For Loomis, Clay McNall, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kyle Rademacher, 2 rebounds. Kalen Anderson, 5 points and a rebound. Shane Sundquist leads the way with 8 points and 1 rebound. Josh Earsom, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Matt Gray, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Matt Houston has 3 rebounds, but nothing inside offensively for the Wolves, who had 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. They missed all 3 of their free throw attempts in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 of the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Only 2 total fouls were called on Loomis. At the half for the Wolves, 19 points after they got 13 in the first, 6 of the second. They've got the 19 points, 17 rebounds, 0 of 3 from the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, all by Gray, and 6 turnovers. And 15 and 5, Loomis leads 10 and 10 Axtell at the half in our D2-8 sub-district semifinal, 19 to 13. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. And we will be back with second half action from Kearney Catholic's Cope Coliseum right after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes. At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we're almost ready to get the second half of play underway. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Don't forget, we'll be back here on Thursday. 7 o'clock will be the sub-district final, and we'll have all that action for you as well. But right now, Loomis will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading it 19-16, though, maybe a little closer than folks would have thought coming here into the second half of play. And they're going to be patient again against this zone. Take it to the right-hand corner, 16-footer in and out by Kalen Anderson, and the rebound brought down by Benson. Brandon Benson with his sixth up the floor. They'll throw it behind Bergstrom and out of bounds. So Axtell will turn it over on their first possession here of the second half. So Loomis now with their second opportunity. Right side Anderson, 18-footer. That one's good. And Kalen now has 7 points in the basketball game. The lead is at 8, 21-13 in favor of the Wolves. Up the floor with it on the right side is going to be Brandon Benson. Benson throws over the top. Loomis looks like they've changed their defense up a little bit. Miller from the free throw line, no good. Bergstrom finally gets an offensive put back up and in. Dalton Bergstrom with his first bucket of the basketball game on an offensive rebound. Loomis quickly up the floor, get it inside here. Some walk with the basketball. He didn't catch the bounce pass cleanly. And the officiating crew right on top of that one. 21-15. Loomis with the lead. And now Loomis is going to put on full court pressure. Axtell gets it into Jeldon. Long pass up to Bergstrom, but the ball is going to be knocked away, and the steal is made by Earsom. Earsom takes it right to the rack. Benson blocked the shot. Brandon Benson got a hand on it and comes away with a loose ball. Long pass, trying to get it to Bergstrom, and overthrew him by 8 feet. Axtell just doesn't do sometimes. Sometimes he looks so fluid. Other times you see mistakes like that, where they know what they want to do, but can't hook up on the other end. Bergstrom probably wasn't even really open on that. So we'll see. Benson's made some nice passes, has quite a few assists tonight for the number of points they have. Here's a 19-footer, Anderson, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Loomis will run it down with Matt Houston. Axtell cannot afford to give Loomis 2, 3, 4 opportunities every time down the floor because it's not going to be a high-scoring game. Get it down to Houston, kicks it back out to Sundquist. Same starters on the floor for the Loomis Wolves while Brant Runge gets the start here in the second half for Axtell. Almost stole the ball away. Schaefer Fock up top in that 2-3 zone. Jeldon is down on the bench to start this second half. Into the corner, Houston tries the baseline, and he's going to be fouled. And getting kind of thumped there in the gut when he committed the foul for Axtell is going to be Bergstrom. And that'll be the second on Dalton, first and a half. And at the line will be Matt Houston looking for his first points of this basketball game. 21-15 in favor of Loomis with 5:48 to go here in the third quarter of play. Free throw up, and it is good. 22-15. Loomis's largest lead was 9 when they got up 11-2. Second free throw now. On the way, and it is no good. The rebound grabbed by Schaefer Fox. Fox will give it to Benson, outlet to Miller. Little 1-2-1-1 trap. Axtell breaks it, throws it over to Miller. takes the long three. It's in and out, no good. The rebound brought down by Matt Houston. Axtella's one of six from downtown. Pass stolen away by Miller. Miller's having a heck of a game here, but it's one on four. Tries to take it into the paint, decides to get out of there. The rest of his teammates decided not to hustle down the floor, and now Axtell grabs the ball. Oh, they're going to give him the timeout. Brandon Benson grabbed the ball while in midair, and they're going to give him the timeout. That means there's only two left here for Axtell with 5:16 to go in the third quarter of play. It is 22-15 Loomis on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where we have 5:16 to go in the third quarter on 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Halftime over at Hastings, it's Minden 25, Hastings St. Cecilia 23. So Minden being pushed by St. Cecilia, who must win to get back to state yet again. Axtell out of the timeout, trying to force it into Bergstrom. And the ball is knocked away, and the steal is made. Houston with that steal for Loomis. Up the floor, McNall has it. Axtell maybe switching up here a little bit. Now Loomis tries that backdoor lob, and they overthrow Earsom, and out of bounds it goes. Axtell down by seven, looking for the upset here. Jacob Jeldon back in the ball game, gives it off to Benson. Benson goes to the right side to Jeldon. As Loomis has played zone now, they extend that zone. Swing it over to Runge. Bergstrom with the high post. They elect to go to Jeldon. Now into Bergstrom. Back out Benson. Benson brings it into the paint. Up and under move. Will not go. Good move. Just couldn't get it to fall. Earsom with his sixth rebound. Outlet pass Sundquist. Takes it all the way down to the left baseline. Hits the 8-foot runner. Shane Sundquist with 10 points in the basketball game. And it's 24-15. Loomis equals their largest lead here of this contest. Axtell gets across the timeline. Miller pulls up from 17, but he's just dead tired. Shot's no good. Rebound. Runge gets it. Throws it up and in. Just the third player to score in the game from Axtell. Make it fourth. Bergstrom got the earlier bucket, 24-17. Anderson kicks it back up top. Sundquist finds a seam in the zone. Pulls up from 10. Short arms it. No good. Rebound brought down by Earsom. Earsom gets pushed, and the foul is called on the Wildcats. It's going to go on Benson. First foul on Brandon. Into the ball game is Schaefer Fox for Axtell and for Loomis. Kyle Rademacher and Matt Gray. 24-17 Loomis. 3:41 to go third quarter. Gray gets it in for a quick three. Anderson puts it up no good. Rebound will be grabbed there by Bergstrom. That's his fifth of the basketball game. Axtell gets the ball off the floor. Here comes Runge. Runs down the lane. Throws up the one-hander. No good. Kyle Rademacher with the rebound. He'll push the ball up the floor to Sundquist. Sundquist draws the double team, spin move into the lane, runs into Bergstrom. Shot up, no good. Dalton will grab the rebound. Bergstrom held his ground there, and now it's picked away by McNall. McNall goes in for the layup. It's no good. He'll be fouled. McNall with a good steal that time. That's five turnovers here by Axtell in this quarter. And Benson with his second foul. McNall will go to the line and shoot two. He's 0 of 1, has 4 points. And the free throw on the way, and it's short, no good. Well, it's not been a pretty game for either team, but so many times in the postseason, if you can just survive, things look a whole lot different the next time you play, and whoever wins this game is going to have to hope that on Thursday. Second free throw for Clay McNall on the way, and it skips out no good. Rebound brought down by Schaefer Fox. Throws it to Benson, who had to go high in the air to grab it at midcourt. Back to Fox. Fox dribbles around two, three, into the paint. Runner from nine, sets on the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Jeldon. He clears it out to Miller. Miller comes down the paint, the one-hand runner. It won't go, and the ball goes out of bounds to Loomis. Right now, Axtell They're just kind of throwing the ball up. I haven't seen a real shot from Axtell. They're attacking the lane, putting up one-hand runners or taking an off-balance jumper, and it's just not clicking for him here in quarter number three. Loomis with the ball. Skip pass all the way to the right side. High, lazy one gets over to Sundquist. Back out top to McNall against the 2-3 zone. Now open in the corner for the three is Sundquist. It's no good, but another offensive rebound. This one, Rademacher. He'll put it back up. It rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Benson. Outlet pass to Fox. Fox takes it in over Gray. Throws it up. No good. Matt Gray with the rebound. He's the last man up the floor, and he'll dribble it to midcourt and give it off to McDowell. Unfortunately, you could add the two team shooting percentages together and probably not get to 50. It's just been a rough night so far here at Coke Gymnasium. Three-pointer, McNall, he'll change that. Clay hits the three, the fourth of the game for Loomis, and now a 10-point lead for the Wolves at 27-17. Benson up the floor, Fox is open, 15-footer, no good. Bergstrom had position, but the ball ends up in the hands of Rademacher. They'll run to the other end. Sundquist misses the layup. Rademacher's tip try, no good. Bergstrom will get the rebound. Axtell scored six in the first, seven in the second. They have got four in the third. Gelb on the right wing. Gets it into the paint to Bergstrom. Back cut to Benson, and it goes off of him and out of bounds. Back to the ball game. Kelly Thorell and Matt Houston for Loomis. Brant Runge for Axtell. And now they're going to change that call and give the ball to Axtell. Kind of what everybody thought, but had to wake him up just to realize something went on down there. And Axtell's going to get the basketball back. So let's see if they can take advantage. Benson to throw it in underneath the hoop. Lobs it out top to Brant Runge. Runge dribbles to the right side. Stops. Uses his dribble. Has to kick it way out to Miller. Minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. A 10-point Loomis lead. Here's a three by Runge. Up at him. Brant Runge was open, and he knocks down his first three. He's got five, and it's 27-20 as Loomis hustles the ball off the floor. Gray between the circles. They've got their big boys in there right now. Skip pass right side. McNall forces it into the paint. There's Houston. They're going to call a foul, get him a couple of free throws. I think that might be the first time this official has blown his whistle tonight. And Axtell is not happy about it. Two free throws coming up. Bergstrom, his third foul. And Matt Houston, one of two at the line, puts it up and in. He is the only Wolf to make a free throw tonight. Now checking in, Jacob Jeldon. And Bergstrom's going to check out. Second free throw now coming up for Houston. It is on the way, and it's good. So all three of points for Matt Houston have been from the line. 29-20 Wolves, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Axtell brings the ball across the timeline to the left elbow, swings it over on the wing. Miller, open three, it's on the way, no good. Offensive putback missed in there by Runge, who made a nice move but couldn't get it to go. Here is Matt Houston with the board. Up the floor comes Loomis. 35 seconds to go. McNall slows it down the right wing. Surveys the zone. Back up top, Thorell. Left side. Houston to the baseline, Gray. Skip pass right side. McNall steps up for the three. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. He's going to be corralled by Jeldon. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. He'll trot it up the court on the right side. Guarded by Gray. Back out Benson against the man-to-man. 10 seconds. Benson trying to take Thorell to the hoop. Oh, it's knocked away over into the corner for three. It skips out. Jacob Jeldon, no good. Rebound brought down by Loomis. They'll get a shot at the horn, but it won't go. And that's the end of the third quarter of the D28 Boys Subdistrict Semifinal. Loomis 29, Axtell 20. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
I want to thank Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality as we enter the fourth quarter of our D28 Boys Sub-District Semifinal. Axtell able to win it with 3 seconds to go last night over Arcadia to get into tonight's game. They scored 57 last night. Tonight they've got 20 through three quarters. They'll get the ball to start the fourth, and Loomis leads it 29-20. Axtell has 11 points from Jordan Miller, all in the first half. Loomis has 10 from Shane Sundquist, Kalen Anderson, and Clay McNall with 7. Three-point shooting, 4 of 13 for Loomis, 2 of 9 for Axtell. Gelled to the left-hand baseline, cut off there by Earsom, kicks it out on the wing to Miller. Against the Loomis man-to-man, it's picked away by Sundquist. Sundquist goes in for the uncontested layup and scores. Shane now with a dozen points in the basketball game, and that's the largest lead of the night, 31-20. And Axtell just looks like they're gassed right now. I don't know if it was a tough game last night or the expectations coming into tonight, but they just look a little gassed. They get it into Miller. Miller on the lob will lay it up in. They're not giving up. They just don't look like they've got enough in their step. At the other end, fast break. Jumper is up and in. Answering right back, Kalen Anderson. 9 points for Kalen. And it's 33-22 Loomis. A minute into the fourth quarter. Don't forget Pleasanton and Bertrand coming your way next. Scheduled to start about 7:45. They'll probably start about 7:30. Sundquist makes another steal. Gets it up to Earsom. The ball is loose. Ends up in the hands of Earsom, who will drive and get fouled on the scoop from Houston. And that's the fourth foul on Dalton Bergstrom, who's just been a step late. Pretty much all night when Loomis takes it to the hoop, which they didn't get a chance to do all first half. So at the line, Josh Earsom for the first time. He has just 2 points. And after the first free throw, he still has 2. Schaefer Fox will check in. 6:45 to go here in the ball game. The winner advances to Thursday's sub-district final. The loser, well, season would be over for Axtell as the second free throw is no good. Loomis right now is fifth in the wild card points, but a loss tonight would knock them down pretty far. Fox tries, pulls up from 10, the fade away, in and out. Boy, that was all the way down. And Houston gets his 8th rebound of the ball game here for Loomis. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. So keep it right here. A 3 by Anderson is going to clank off the iron, no good. The ball is tipped out to Schaefer Fox, his 5th board. He'll find Benson. Brandon, outlet pass the right-hand corner. Gelden drives. There's nowhere to go. He just throws it up for grabs, and nothing Brant Runge could do with it. Gelden trying to make something happen, the young sophomore. Just ran into a wall of green, and Axtell is going to bring Kyle Hort into the game for the first time here. 6'2 junior. And back in for Loomis. Looks like you've got McNall, Rademacher, Houston, Earsom, and staying out there is Kalen Anderson. 33-22, and Loomis has the basketball up top to Rademacher. Bounce pass into the paint, trying to get it to Anderson. Deflected out, he'll run and get it. Over to Earsom. Hands it off to Houston, the left wing. Uses his dribble and kicks it back out against that 2-3 zone. That was Axtell's plan. They've got to be happy with the defense. They've held Loomis to 33 points with 5:40 to go. Problem is they only have 22. Now another 3. That one is no good. Rebound tipped away. Good save that time by Matt Houston as he knocked it out of Runge's hands. Now it will be into the corner. Ball knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Kalen Anderson. He's right underneath the hoop. He'll lay it up and in, and it's 35-22. Axtell ball up top to Gelden. Man-to-man here. Timeout called by Axtell. They're only going to have one left. It'll be a full-length timeout with 5:14 to go in the game. Loomis 35, Axtell 22. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where we have 5:10 to go in the game. And Axtell out of the timeout, down 13, and trying to drive in. A little bump in there. Oh, they call an offensive foul on Benson. No. Call a foul on Lewis. Their first of the second half, and that brings the sarcastic applause from Axtell. The foul will be called on Josh Earsom, but it's been one of those games. That's only the third foul of the entire game on Loomis. With the way the game is being played with the zone and not much going on, there haven't been many fouls. Now back-to-back fouls. He's driving in his Schaefer Fox. And these will be the first free throws of the night for Axtell with 5 minutes to go in the game. The foul on Earsom, two quick ones. And at the line will be Schaefer Fox. Had a bucket earlier in the ball game. And the free throw is up and in. He didn't take very long at all to shoot the free throw. And as a free throw percentage team, again, nothing stellar here for Axtell as Jeldon will put it up and in. He's a 50% free throw shooter, and he hits them both here. So I'll make it 35-24, and checking in is Justin Klein for the first time in a basketball game. I think even Coach Klepper sees that his team might be a step slow, so he's trying to give him a little extra breather here before the stretch run in the fourth quarter. 35-24, Loomis with 4:50 to go in the game. Get it down the low post to Earsom, backing in, and the foul on Bergstrom. He's fouled out, and the shot is up and in. Bergstrom's going, that's on me? Probably shouldn't have given him the bucket. That was a real big continuation. And he has, oh, no, they didn't call it on Bergstrom. They call it on Mark Lundeen. Not Klein, Mark Lundeen checked in. So he gets the foul. Three-point play here for Earsom. The free throw is up and in. So that makes it 38-24 with 4:45 to go. That's why Bergstrom was going, was that on me? It was not. So now Axtell back on the offensive end. Looks like they're playing their final few minutes this season. Not a ton of seniors on the team. Lundeen, Benson, Fox, Bergstrom, ball stolen away by Loomis, and then as they get up the floor, they're calling for a double dribble. 10th turnover on Loomis. Axtell has 10 in the second half. Don't forget, we've got Tri-City Storm Hockey just about ready to drop the puck, 7:05 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, it is boys basketball. Long three, Miller, and it's short. Loomis tries to grab the rebound, and nice hustle there by Earsom to grab it. And then a foul in the backcourt on Axtell. Minden, Hastings, St. Cecilia currently playing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Then at 8 o'clock, Kearney Catholic will play Adams Central. And up next here from Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits, Pleasanton and Loomis. Kyle Rademacher at the line to shoot a 1-1. The free throw is no good. The rebound brought down by Dalton Bergstrom after Brant Runge was called for the foul, his first. Axtell into the front court. And a reach-in foul called on Earsom as they tried to deny the entry pass. And Josh has been called for three fouls in about a minute here after there were no fouls called on Loomis in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Here comes Sundquist, the team's leading scorer tonight, and Matt Gray back into the ball game. Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Out to Miller. who scored 11 in the first half, but just two so far here in the second half. Gives it to Runge, and from behind it is stripped away by McNall. McNall, one-on-two, decides to peel it out and slow it up. Throws it to Sundquist, who gives it off to Anderson, and another foul called on Axtell. This is on Jeldon. Might be some strategy here. There's only 3:49 left. Loomis has just shot free throws horribly the last couple of weeks. And really most of the season, that's been a problem for Coach Steve Johnson's team. So they'll put Anderson at the line to shoot a 1-1, and he hits it. 5 1/4, 12 in the game now for Kalen Anderson. Ties him for the team high with Shane Sundquist. Second free throw now by Anderson is up, and he got them both. Checking back in, Schaefer Fox. 40-24 in favor of Loomis. I still think if Andy Klepper, you'd have told him Loomis had 40 points at this point of the ball game, he would have taken it. Backdoor cut and reading it all the way, Sundquist steps in front of Runge and steals the basketball away. And Loomis will slow it down now. They're going to survive in advance here, but by far not one of their most exciting games of the year. Whether they play Bertrand or Pleasanton, it will be. And, of course, if it happens to be Pleasanton, another rivalry game between those two. McNall comes in. He gets fouled hard by Bergstrom and by Benson. And McNall will go to the line to shoot two. And that will be it for Dalton Bergstrom. He has just played his final moment of high school basketball. Bergstrom fouls out tonight with 2 points and 8 rebounds. For the Wildcats, and 3:19 to go in the game. McNall to the line. He is 0-3, has 7 points. And the free throw is no good. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So McNall finally gets the free throw to go. He's got 8 points, and it's 41-24. Loomis with a good quarter here. They've scored 12 to Axtell's 4. Pull-up jumper by Runge. Off the front of the iron, no good. The ball stripped into the hands of Matt Gray. His fifth rebound. And up the floor come the Wolves with 3 minutes to go. They will go to 16-5. Axtell will end the year at 10-11. Foul out front by Mark Lundeen. And now we're into the double bonus. And at the line to shoot two will be Clay McNall. McNall eyes the front of the rim, puts it up, and it's good. So now with the pressure off, Loomis is starting to hit a few free throws. 42-24. Second free throw on the way. It's short, no good. And Axtell will grab the rebound here with Brandon Benson. Benson brings the ball up to the top of the circle, gives it off to Schaefer Fox. Fox hands it off there to Benson. Tries to get it into Runge. The ball deflected away. That's 8 turnovers in the fourth quarter here for Axtell. 2:35 to go in the game. Pleasanton and Bertrand will be coming up next. With it is Sundquist. Back up top, they'll get it to Houston. I imagine Loomis will clear the bench here fairly shortly. Save these guys for the next game. And inside, they get it to Gray. And Gray hit the rim on the layup on the way up, and it denied him. So the rebound brought down by Schaefer Fox. Gives it to Benson. He'll shoot a three, and he'll hit it. That is the first bucket of the ball game for Brandon Benson, who really hasn't shot much since he came back from injury. 42-27. Pressure in the backcourt. Knocked away Fox. Picked up by Miller, but he missed the layup. And the rebound goes to Shane Sundquist. Very few opportunities have Axtell had just like that, and they couldn't convert. And a foul called on Axtell. Trying to knock the ball away. Runge, his second. Two free throws coming up. Is going to be Kalen Anderson back to the line. He's got 6 1/4, 13 in the game to lead the Loomis Wolves. And the free throw is up, no good. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats and then get you ready for game two. Pleasanton and Bertrand. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Axtell, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anderson gets 1 of 2, and it's 43-27 with a minute 45 to go. Jacob Jeldon back into the game will bring the ball to the front court. They'll give it over to Miller. NBA three is off the mark. No good. And the rebound brought down to the backside by Houston, his ninth of the basketball game. Loomis now trying to play a little keep away with a minute and a half to go. Axtell pressuring McNall and a foul. So two more free throws coming up off the foul of Mark Lundeen. Clay McNall, he has been up to the line quite a few times. Two of seven, though, as the free throw is up and in. 10 points now for McNall, the third Wolf in double figures tonight. 44-27. Second free throw up, and it is in. So McNall hits them both. 45-27. Loomis up by 18 with a minute 20 to go. Axtell has it in Benson's hands. Comes exploding to the right side, draws the double team, bounces it in to Lundeen, who throws it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Matt Houston, his 10th. And now they're trying to play keep away, and hopefully Axtell will not continue to foul here with this game at 18. And a timeout will be called by Loomis to clear the bench. So 1:02 to go in a basketball game. Loomis is going to advance. 45-27 your score. We'll be right back.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you here at Kearney Catholic High School, where it's all over but the last minute two. And over in Hastings, Minden leads Hastings St. Cecilia 38-32 after three quarters. That's on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Evan Dow's in the game with Josh Taylor, Kelly Thorell, Morgan Patterson, and Rademacher. So they only had a couple, three kids that hadn't played yet. Ball knocked away. Steal made by Axtell. Foul on Loomis. It'll only be their fourth. Axtell's going to bring in some kids off the bench, too, as the foul called on Josh Taylor. And coming in for Axtell is going to be Marcus King, along with Connor Noble and Trevor Myers, as the seniors will get a chance to walk off the floor and get some applause. Connor Wells is also in there for Axtell. And Kyle Hort. 40 seconds to go. Axtell, seeing if they can get one more bucket here from the young kids. Get it out top to Trevor Myers. Hands it off to Wells. Wells up top, they'll go to Noble. 25 seconds, lob it right side. Shot on the way. Myers is good from 15. Trevor Myers knocks it down. And the crowd goes nuts, 45-29. Now let's see if Loomis can return the favor. Good bounce pass inside. But the shot will not fall for Josh Taylor. Good pass by Patterson. 8 seconds to go. Here's a three on the way by Noble. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Connor Wells. Noble gets another three at the horn. It's no good, and this ball game is over. The Loomis Wolves, 45. The Axtell Wildcats, 29. Loomis will advance to the D2H Subdistrict Final Thursday night at 7 against the Pleasanton Bertrand winner right here at Cope Gymnasium. And you'll hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time for the Bisco Sports postgame show. Bisco Sports continuing to take orders and serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you've got questions or it's time to place an order, call 728-5261. Baseball season, Red Steve Varinault will be around to take your BB Corps orders and get you ready for baseball and softball season. Well, Axtell, who seemed to be playing some better basketball here down the stretch, they came into this game on a three-game winning streak, but only scored 29 points. That's their second lowest output of the year, coming on the heels of just their second game of the year when they played Bertrand. Here's a look at their final numbers. Jacob Jeldon had 5 rebounds. Connor Wells, 2 rebounds when he got in there at the end. Jordan Miller led the team with 13 points. 11 of those were in the first half. He had 2 rebounds. Brandon Benson hit a 3-point bucket for his total. He had 8 rebounds and a block. Brant Runge, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Schaefer Fox, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Trevor Myers came in and hit a bucket, his 2 points. And Dalton Bergstrom, 2 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. 15 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Axtell went to the line 1 time tonight and hit both those free throws in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half and 2 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, but 13 in the second half. Axtell had 13 points in the first half, 16 in the second half, held to their second lowest total of the year, 29 points, 35 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 21 turnovers. Axtell will end their season at 10 and 11. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Loomis right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Small business plays a big part in the economy of our community and country as well. There's nothing small about it. Small business creates more jobs than any other sector in the economy. We believe in it. We support it. After all, we're a small business too. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And we're back on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Loomis Wolves. Clay McNall, 11 points, 2 rebounds. Kyle Rademacher didn't score, but he yanked down 6 rebounds. Caleb Anderson had a game-high 14 points, 1 rebound. 7 of those came in the fourth quarter from the field, and he hit 3 free throws there in the fourth. Shane Sundquist, who got his team off to a good start, finished with 12 points, 2 rebounds. Josh Earsom, 5 points, 8 rebounds. Matt Gray didn't score, but he had 5 rebounds and 3 blocks. And Matt Houston, 3 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. 17 rebounds in each half for Loomis. Free throw shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 11 of 18 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, they had 3 in each quarter, so 6 in each half. For Loomis, they had 19 points at halftime. They put up 26 points in the second half. And for the Wolves, that 45 points was one of their lowest outputs of the year as well offensively, their third lowest of the year, but it's good enough to win tonight by 16 points. 45 points, 34 rebounds, 11 of 21 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from three-point land, 3 block shots all from Matt Gray and 12 turnovers as Loomis improves to 16-5 on the season with a 45-29 win over Axtell. Loomis will play the Pleasanton-Bertrand winner here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And, of course, the winner of that will head on to the district championship. And just to take a look at the other side of this D2 district bracket, they will be looking at taking on whoever comes out of this, most likely Giltner, possibly Heartland Lutheran. Giltner, the number one team in the state, is undefeated. They're the defending state champions, so whoever comes out of this is going to have their hands full on the other side. But again, if Loomis can survive and get to that district final, they would have a legitimate shot at a wild card. Pleasanton and Bertrand would have to win it all. So we'll find out how that all plays out. At last check from the Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings, Minden had a 6-point lead going into the fourth quarter over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this on the Visco Sports postgame show.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Again, we want to remind you that coming up next, it's Pleasanton and Bertrand, tipping it off at 7:45. We'll hit the air about 7:35 with pregame activity right around there. The winner then will play Loomis on Thursday. Also, want to remind you that we've got high school basketball on Friday with girls' districts. The final from C2, Centura Blue Hill, right here on Classic Hits 98.9. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner girls will be playing at Litchfield. Those games are on Friday. Plus, we've got Tri-City Storm hockey all week. Right now, the Storm just underway against Lincoln. Then they've got games Friday and Saturday back at home, and all of those games airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of their customers the last 40 years, and even though the retail store is now closed in Kearney, they will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations as they have the past 40 years with better and improved face-to-face service in the upcoming weeks. Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying once again the final score, Loomis 45, Axtell 29. Stay with us. We're back in about 20 minutes for Pleasanton and Bertrand right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.